Welcome to the podcast. Wednesday, December 4th, 2019. Christmas is 3 weeks away, everyone.
It's very exciting.
Mm. He's making a list and he's checking it twice.
Got to find out who's naughty and nice.
It's already snowing in America.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, lucky you. It took, like, it hadn't been snowing by the time we got there.
Doesn't always. When we went years and years ago.
Snow in Scotland for Christmas?
No, it's like, if you look at the percentage, you can Google it. If you look at the percentage of, because everyone wants a white Christmas, but over the course of the last 50, 60 years, it's probably only happened like 12 times.
Oh, is it more February where it is?
It's same as, coldest month is February. Yeah. Like it's the hottest one here.
Stav is off to New York and Canada for Christmas this year.
I'm a bit concerned. I know I shouldn't be, but it's such a thriving city, I'm really worried about losing roars. Like, you know how you got your kids in a big crowd? So we've got a little bracelet that tracks her.
Ah, right.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't really too worried about that.
No, but
there
wasn't really
that
bad crowds just walking in the streets in New York.
Yeah, it's busy.
No, you can still walk.
Christmas time? It's jam-packed when I was there. Times Square? It's pretty
nice. I mean, Times Square is obviously always busy.
Right.
But just...
Well, we're going to go there.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
Have you got your data roaming off for your phone?
I haven't done that yet.
What are you going to do? Who are you with?
My wife. No.
you can do the data roamer instantly on your phone now.
Yeah.
These days it doesn't really do any different.
Yeah.
So I don't organise it. You just, when you fly over to overseas, you just put it on different rates. But New York, sometimes you go and you get a SIM and put it in your phone. They're so good, those.
I know with mine, with Vodafone, you have to ring them. So you ring them up and you can change your plan for $5 a day. Your whole phone works as if you're in Australia.
I don't need to call up. You just do it and they do the $5 instantly with Vodafone.
Yeah. All I know is I had to ring and give them the dates. Hmm. Maybe it's changed in the time, but I had to ring them.
Oh, maybe for New York it does.
Don't know. That's just my experience.
I'll have a look.
Who are you with?
Virgin.
Optus.
No, because Virgin closed down.
Oh.
Did they?
Yeah. That was how I got the free new iPhone.
Oh, that's right.
Thought it was a scam. Took them 3 or 4 goes before I was like, okay, I'll start
believing. Have you tried it?
It really was.
You know what? You're persistent. Even if it still is a scam, you're persistent about it, so why not?
You're going to have to try the clothes on Rory. That's what's making me more nervous than losing her.
Yes.
Because I bought during the snow gear sale in June. And you know how tall Rory is and how quickly she grows.
Yeah.
That's all right. You can just share yours.
Yeah.
She'll only have...
Have you got any?
Oh, gosh, I haven't.
She'll only have cold ankles and wrists. She'll be fine.
That's true.
I have Parker from San Francisco because I didn't realize San Francisco was cold.
Oh, San Francisco's freezing.
Yeah, but I didn't realize.
Mm. We'll have fun over there, rich boy.
I will. Private jet and all that's going to be great.
Oh, that'd be good.
I know, right? Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
I only hate
300 other people on there.
Go and hang out with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Like you hung out with, what's his name?
Craig David.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. He was playing. He was DJing at a bar I went to.
Was he?
Yeah, he was.
The old CD. Yeah.
He took me out for pizza after.
Did he? What day of the week was it?
Tuesday night at an Irish bar. Which when I think back, doesn't make sense. Craig David was
lucky
there.
It wasn't Wednesday. Well, in the song, we were making love by Wednesday.
Yeah.
So if you had met him one day later, you could have had ruined your whole marriage.
Mm.
Monday, took her for a pizza on Tuesday.
Here's the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Testing.
1, 2, 3.
We need more people to call up 131060 because we want to hear your singing voice. We do a sound test. We play a little snippet of a famous Christmas song and you have to see if you can finish it, but you have to sing it with passion.
You're all a bit passive this morning. Not a lot of people jumping on the phones.
We're giving away, you get what you get, you don't get upset, gift pack, which comes with a wrapping paper and a t-shirt.
Yeah, so you can wear it on Christmas Day as your family opens their presents that is wrapped in you get what you get, you don't get upset wrapping paper.
Or you can give someone a you get what you get t-shirt wrapped in you get what you get wrapping paper.
Yes, and you don't get to choose your size.
Nah. And the first time you wash it all just falls apart.
100%. Hey, Tim. How you going?
Hey, guys.
All right. Yours is a classic.
Good morning.
All right. Here we go, mate. Just finish this off. It's got to have some passion in it. All right?
Yeah, sounds good.
Here we go.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
and all the other reindeer. Oh, no.
Nope.
Sorry, guys. No, I've lost it.
You jumped a little bit far ahead.
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Like a light bulb.
That's great. My son gets really annoyed at me. He's like, that's the second chorus, you mess around.
Ugh, you gotta do that in the first one.
Oh, God.
We'll do it like
however Monopoly.
Hey, Joe.
Hi there.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Can all of our callers start saying Merry Christmas to us now, moving forward? We've only got 3 days to enjoy that.
Within reason, yes.
All right. Every caller, that'd be lovely. Here we go.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Keep going.
Oh, what fun it is to run in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells,
jingle all the way. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, you got it, you got it.
Hey, Miller. In Kashmir, are you ready for yours?
Yeah.
Oh, I see if you know this one. This is my favourite of all time.
Gotta get the lyrics.
I don't know that one.
I don't know that one either.
It's not that common.
Well, yeah, it's just that's rude, putting that one in.
Well, it's, hey, just the jukebox is there. It's my dollar. I'll pick the song I want.
Ah.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
True Christmas fans know that.
Louise in Springfield Lakes, are you a Christmas fan?
Maybe not, Louise.
Louise? No, it's gone. Okay.
She's like, no, I'm not really.
All right.
We're broken. Christmas spirit is broken. Bah humbug.
Hang on.
Tickety.
Tick. That'll do it.
If I put the mic near the mouse, it'll work.
You make the noise?
Sorry, we're having phone problems if you can't guess.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's terrible.
I'm sure we have a technician who's singing in the corner to all these Christmas songs and is just sprinting towards us.
All right, Abs, it's all on you.
What do we got?
Deck the Halls.
I don't actually know any of these.
No, I want to hear a solo. Yeah, okay. Right. I want to hear a solo.
You can do better.
No. I'm going to turn his mic off. You got to go solo. All right.
Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la.
Yes! Yes!
Season
to be jolly. Fa la 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 la.
Rightio, we'll try and fix these phones up. It'll be a Christmas miracle if they ever work. Can we actually, my Christmas wish this year is an entirely new phone system for 2020. One where we can hear the people who call us. There's no hissing in the background.
You ask for too much, sir.
That is so strange that you want that.
I know. You know, they say if you want it, you have to will it. And
You put it out into the universe.
That's right. Or you just ring Telstra.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Can you make a hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
First calls, we'd love to hear from you. 131060 is our number. Save it. Anything you want to talk about, you can. Claire in Fernvale, what do you want to say?
Hi, I just want to have a chat about being scammed really close to Christmas.
Oh, what's happened?
So my husband was looking online to buy a motorbike. He found one, paid a deposit on it, arranged to collect it, and all of a sudden we were ghosted.
Oh, how was he buying it? Can you report the site?
It was on Facebook.
Facebook Marketplace is hard, isn't it? Because, you know, with other ones, you can report them because they've sometimes got all their details.
Yeah, I know.
Why
did he pay a deposit and not just go and see the person, like, face-to-face?
Because he's a trusting soul.
Was it a big deposit, Claire?
It wasn't big enough. Huge, but...
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
And, you know,
track them down.
The excitement of getting a new motorbike, you know, it's like that big impulse buy, and then that just gets ripped out from underneath you.
Oh. Nothing we can do to help.
Heartbreaking.
If you transferred the money in a bank deposit, you'd be able to track them down that way.
Possibly, yeah.
Unless they've started up some sort of dodgy account.
Never transfer money through Western Union.
No.
Can I just say that? That's never ends well in my experience.
Mm.
Not that I've been scammed, but when I was working with Hughie and Kate and they did all
the... Oh, is that the Nigerian princes do? I know that it's good, though, if you want to transfer money to family members overseas. That's the problem. It is good for...
Yeah. If you know the person.
Jacinda.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you want to say first, calls?
Okay, so my parents are separated. Mm-hmm. My partner's parents are separated. And they all want us on Christmas for lunch, but I want to do Christmas at home as well. So we've got to be in five places at one time.
Could you do it at yours and invite all of them over?
No, because they don't get along. Nobody gets along. So last year we did his mum's for lunch and then my grandparents for Boxing Day, then his dad's for Boxing Day night, his sister's for Christmas Eve, and then I had my dad, like, 2 weeks before.
Yeah. That's sucks.
See, I hate the one where you got to do on Christmas Day. We've done the breakfast, lunch, and then you're absolutely full and you've got to go somewhere for dinner.
Yeah.
I know, but I just, everyone wants it and I don't know where to go, or I'm just like, okay, no, we're doing it at my place. If you can't get along, don't turn up.
Yeah. Imagine if you did it at a restaurant, right?
Same space.
But yes, but they were different sides, you know? So you do like,
Yeah. Or a different course.
That probably won't even work either.
Would that be like same restaurant? Hey, guys, I'm just going to go to the other family now for entree. Yeah. I'll be back for main.
We'll do it at a paintball place and just work it all out.
Good luck.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, good on you, Jacinta. Thanks for calling. Josh is in Richlands. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how much do you guys remember from your Saturday night Christmas party?
Bits and bobs.
Josh, are you the bartender?
That's correct.
Oh, we do remember you.
Yeah. You were my favourite person because you were always like, hey, get up here. How are you, man?
I'm good.
You're the only thing we remember.
You did a great job dealing with us. But yeah, I remember
Josh
Maddie.
Hang out with us afterwards.
Yeah, I remember Maddie chatting to you.
Maddie's. I don't know what Maddie's like promising people while he's drunk. That's all.
I wasn't drunk, mate. I was.
He's the bartender.
He was
dude.
Happy. He was
and
happy.
You're the main person he talked to.
Yeah, but responsible service of alcohol. Yeah.
What did he promise you?
Oh, he promised me a definite trip to Vegas.
Oh, you did.
You 100% did.
Yeah, of course I did.
To be fair, he Josh is the kind of guy you want in Vegas too.
Everyone at the moment, Josh. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen.
At the same time, Savvy was the only one out at 3 a.m.
That's true, Josh. Thank you very much for bringing that up.
Yeah. Well, Josh, Stav is always the last one standing. So he's going to be there. He's going to be one of our captains. But this is the plan, right? This boys' trip that we've been planning to Vegas. If we manage to pull this off, it'll probably be towards the back end of next year.
September somewhere, I also heard.
Yes, September's when we're planning for, so I've given you all the information by the sounds of it, Josh. But it's not, it's about 91% of the way there.
Be honest with people.
What?
It's an idea, we just haven't got any.
Like a solid 100.
Okay, fine. Yep, done. We'll see you there, Josh.
All right, see you guys.
No, Josh, we were told if we can get, we need to get it sponsored. Because work isn't allowed to pay for us all to go and party in Vegas, but if we can get it sponsored, then we're sweet. All right?
Yep.
I see the point.
So if you want to pound the pavement and chat to people and get it sponsored,
okay,
we're good to go.
We've had enough.
Okay. All right? No more Vegas chat?
No.
No more Vegas.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Oh, what's wrong, Abby? Why can't we chat about Vegas anymore?
We keep going on about it. Why is Scotty there?
I don't know if I can get him on because everything's broken today. Oh. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, morning, guys. How are we?
Mate, all of Brisbane's keen to come to Vegas. This is going to be quite the trip, my friend.
I'm not here for Vegas today, Matty. There's another special day on our calendar today, Matty.
Oh,
what's that?
Ninth year anniversary. Happy anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary, darling.
Oh,
you're so sweet. You've called up because you have not organised anything.
That would kind of not be true.
Oh, I haven't organised anything.
Well, that's good then we're both the same.
Do you know, Scott, he only gave us a year of being married? He didn't think we'd last longer than a year.
I'm surprised you're still together.
Exactly. Yeah,
how long have you been together now? How long are you married?
Nine years.
Yeah. Right, and how long together?
Scotty?
11. Was it 11?
12. We had a bit of a break. Do you count that?
Yeah.
We had a bit of a gap year.
That's fine. That's fine. And our three beautiful children.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that, honey, I had it all covered last night when you said, you know what tomorrow is. Yeah.
You so did not. But we can celebrate next year, our 10th in Vegas.
Yes. Yeah, we can do that.
Well, that's where your honeymoon.
Yeah, that is where we honeymoon. Yeah.
Congrats, guys. It's
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Listen up, Australia. This message saves lives. Sensible, shut the gate. We'll teach you about water safety.
Water safety.
It's very important.
It is. You've got a swimming pool at your place. Do you get paranoid about the kids in the pool?
Yeah, I do, but I used to work with, I did a campaign with water safety, and what I learned during that campaign was pretty frightening, and one thing that will probably scare you is the amount of children that actually drown in baths well. So we go on about pools and pool gates, and that's ridiculously important, but just having like a pond as well, you don't even realise if anyone was going to trip, or you never leave a kid alone in the bath. But I am hectic about swimming classes.
Yeah.
So swimming classes are non-negotiable in our household, and I need them to be really, really strong swimmers because that's what Finn's like, can I quit? And I said, until you can learn to drag another person out of the pool, you're still doing it.
Fair enough.
I had a really bad moment on Sunday where... you know when something bad happens and you just get through it and everything's okay, but then once it sinks in, you're like, that was not good. That could have really changed everything.
Once the adrenaline wears off and you go into shock.
Completely.
Yeah.
So on Sunday, Esther was out and I got into the spa with Xander and Eden. They're 5 and 2. And they got sick of it after 5 minutes, as they do, and they wanted to play on the slip and slide.
Mm-hmm.
So I got out of the spa and got Eden out of the spa as well, because she's only 2. She doesn't know how to swim. And, you know, Xander's still, you know, learning to swim, but in the spa he can stand up. And he's okay. So I got her out and brought her down the backyard with me, rolled out the slip and slide, putting in the pegs and everything like that. And I don't know what happened. I just completely forgot. Not even completely forgot, just stopped thinking about the fact that she was out there.
Yeah.
So I was, you know, walking around, you know, plugging things in, and our whole backyard is all gated. So whenever she's out there playing, we're obviously out there with
her. Fine.
But she can't get out. She can't reach the gates.
Mm.
So if you lose sight of her for a second, you kind of go, oh, she's in the cubby or something.
So the spa normally has a cover on it.
Always.
If the kids are out and about. Got it.
Always covered. Yeah. Always clipped down, and I'm always like paranoid about it.
Do you ever need a gate for a spa?
I think you are meant to have like the proper pool thing on it.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact rules, but ours is a lockable one.
Right.
So you can lock it down.
Yeah.
And I'm always on Ethan that if he ever gets in there, lock it down, all that kind of thing.
Because you've had the wind blow the lid off.
Yeah. Correct. So, but I was there, you know what I mean? Like I was outside supervising.
Yeah.
And then I heard Xander yelling, Bubby, Bubby, Bubby. And I looked around and I couldn't find Eden.
Yeah.
And so I ran up to him and I don't even know how long I'd been looking away, but Eden had gone back up to the spa area. Mm. She climbed up the stairs and she had fallen back into the spa. Now, the only reason Xander noticed was Xander was just swimming around, putting his head under and stuff. And I didn't even hear a splash.
Yeah.
Mm. So I said to him, what happened? He's like, she was trying to get it, must have been trying to get a toy. He said, I turned around and she was under the water. He said, so I lifted her up. Now,
so you don't know how long she was under for?
I have no idea.
Because you always have to be careful with secondary drowning.
That's true.
Completely. And so if he hadn't have been in the spa at that time, which really I shouldn't have left him in there either.
Mm.
I wouldn't have noticed for ages. I was setting up the slip and slide, turning on the hose and everything like that. She could have been in there and I would have been yelling out to her, trying to find her, and she would have been under the water and that would have been it.
Yeah.
And I was the only one home supervising And I, in my mind, had thought I'd done all the right things. I
but it just happened so quickly. You know, and you kind of go, just so quickly. And like you said, when you're relaxed because you're like, well, they play around the garden and stuff like that. But it just happens so quickly. That's what always concerns me is when, even when you're down the beach and people think, oh, I thought you were looking after them.
Yeah, totally. And our even like we've got older nieces and nephews who can unlock the, and there's a pool at Esther's parents' house. They can get themselves in and out because they're 12. You know, and I've seen before them pop the gate and the little ones follow through. Behind.
Was she distressed when you got her? Was she scared?
She was, yeah, because she'd been under the water. She wasn't coughing or anything, so it must have only just like happened. But I was just lucky. Completely lucky. Any other time, I would have put the lid straight back on. But and for even some reason, that one day I decided I didn't. And I was, thank God, just lucky that day that it didn't happen. But I thought to myself that, like, that was a wake-up call to me.
Yeah.
That whole day could have ended completely different. And I wouldn't have looked. The thing is, if I was searching for her, I wouldn't have even looked in the spa.
You'd go to the cubby first.
I would have gone through the cubby. Yeah. I would have walked back up onto the stairs on the deck going, where are you, baby?
Yeah.
So knowing you, you've got rid of the spa and now she's booked in for swimming classes. Is that what's concrete?
It's a skating rink now.
So just be careful. That's all I wanted to say to people.
Yeah, like, it is a reminder that you need to. Yeah,
you know.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Cast yourself back to when you were at school and the teacher said work out that and you're like, I don't want to. I'm just going to have a calculator. And they're like, no, you won't, not with you, or the whole time. And then phones came out and you did have a calculator and all your math skills has gone out the window.
Which is good because I never acquired any at school, so.
See, I reckon I was in year 10 and I was, we did the first test and I was top of the class for maths.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the year, I was the lowest in the class. The teacher said that was quite an achievement, but with a sarcastic voice.
So what wasn't it changed?
There was a boy I liked in the class, and if you were at the front, then Anyway, so I was at the back.
Oh, so you were one of the good kids who sat in the front. You liked a boy, so you wedged your way to the back. You were in love.
And once you miss something in maths, it was really hard to sort of catch up. But this is pretty shocking because they do an international test and they will test them over 3 years, and that's just come out, and it's showing a long-term decline. Especially for Queensland students here in maths, science and English. Well, reading they count it as. Okay. But how's this? So, and I hope I got the stats right because I didn't do well at maths, so here we go. But they're saying that since a three-year test started, they're saying that Australian proficiency standards are now for maths 54%. So only 54% of students are passing it.
But does that, I mean, I know this, it sounds bad, but are we actually finding that we don't need it in the way that they're teaching anymore? So we have so many computers and so many things.
Then why are they going to school then?
Well, these are all good questions.
So what do you want to teach them?
Because if 54% of people can do it, then what is it?
I just want to say, you know what I mean? Like, we have so many things, like technology things now where we whack numbers in and it'll give you to the very perfect.
But that's making us dumber, though. In all honesty, like, my spelling's getting worse and worse when I'm typing on my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Our communication has gone out the window as well. Because I don't like making phone calls if I can text people now.
Yeah. But in all the movies you see set in the future, when they go, how many men do we need to fight this robot apocalypse? No one pulls out a pen and paper.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if there's 250 of them. It'll all be computers.
They're saying that if you struggle with real life challenges, if you're not able to read and do science and maths.
Yeah.
Reading, I definitely. But all the
but
rest
maths,
of them.
You reckon you can get rid of?
I reckon you could.
I would like to do life skills at school. So you teach people about credit card rates and things like that.
Yeah. Will it get to the point
in... How to get the cheapest deal at Aldi. Really useful stuff.
Don't tap it, Aldi, because there's a surcharge on your card. Mm. Will it get to the point, do you think, where even the English will change, where, you know, like Mrs. Smith will get up there and she'll say, all right, everyone, today we're going to use the word chur and bro in a sentence.
Oh, I hope not.
We're going to have a lot of lols today.
I still count on my hands if I've got to count something.
Yeah, me
something.
Too. Drives my wife mad.
Really?
Yeah.
My brain just doesn't work that way.
Yeah. I visualise in my head, if I see numbers, I see them as dice.
Always.
And I don't know why I do that. I think
the highest you can go up to is 6 or 12?
Well, yeah, that's multiple. How I would break it down. Yeah.
So that, I would count them, yeah.
Is that why when you get an answer right, you go, Yahtzee!
Yeah. Yeah, so if just say it was like 6 and 3, I would see the 6 on a dice.
Yeah.
And then I'd see the 3, and then I'd add that together.
Yeah.
So.
My dad gets really annoyed if we go out for dinner, and you know how you got to split the bill. Yeah, but of course, you just get your calculator out, and he goes, come on, guys, you can work that out in your head. And you're like, no, we honestly can't, eh?
Yeah, nah. I see, I know. My sister does that, though. She's an accountant.
There you go.
But because she's an accountant, she does it on the calculator because she wants to know to the cent. Because that's what they do.
Scotty's good at maths, is he?
He's very good at maths. Yeah. But he will never use a calculator. He'll work it out on his head. And he's taught Finlay different ways to count up. Like, he'll round everything up to 10. But Finny taught me something about 5 times tables, which I thought was useful. So when he was doing it, I was like, you just got to learn it. 1 5 is 5. 2 5s are 10. And he's like, well, no, you just put a 0 on the end of the first number and then half it.
Huh?
So what? Let's just say if you do 1 5, this 7-year-old taught me this.
Yeah.
So 1 5, put a 0 on the end of the 1, that makes 10. And then he said it's easier to half it. And you can work that out for all numbers.
We got to get this kid to the casino.
Hang on, try that again. Say that again. So if
1 times 5.
1 times 5 is 5.
Put a 0 on the 1, making it 10, and then half it. What do you
and
get?
And you can do that with anything. So if you go like 3 fives, put a 0 on the end of 3,
30,
that's 30, half it, 15.
What are your little dice telling you there?
I'm confused. I got 25 on that first one. 1 times 5.
Yeah.
1 times 5 is 5.
Yes. Yes.
But if I do 10 times 5, that's 50.
No. Times it. You just see the one.
See.
Put a zero on it.
Zero on it, and then that's 5. See.
Half it.
2 times 5. Put a 0 on it. Half that. 10. That's your result.
Oh,
and it can work
out
for all the digits.
Right. Hang on. Let's.
Hey, to be honest, it took me a little while as well.
So you put a 0
on the
first one. Half that.
Yeah.
And then that gets you the 5.
Yeah.
You can keep going.
20, 10,
what?
30, 15.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not clever. I'm just saying iCalc is sweet.
Well, we came full circle there.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
It's official. Love is dead.
And the entertainment world delivered some more sad news today with the Purple and Yellow Wiggles announcing their separation.
Look, they're allowed to do what they want, I guess. But it really did hurt when they broke up. I think everyone can agree, right?
Oh,
when Eber and Lockie didn't mean anything to you?
My wife was happy.
Oh. Why? Because she's keen on
Lockie. Or Emma.
Oh, Emma. I was going to say Emma.
Lockie. She's got for Lockie.
That red,
I really like Lockie.
Hair.
When I was on maternity leave, I started going a little bit crazy about Lockie.
Did you?
It was all about Lockie.
How about that season where his hair kept on changing in between segments?
Oh, yeah. Well, remember Emma's first season, her hair was natural.
Yeah.
And then she started to wear the wig, which she has confirmed. I didn't want to spoil her for anyone.
Yeah.
And then it was like perfectly placed each time.
Yeah.
It's very weird watching the first season when she came on board because her hair changed all the time.
More embarrassing for them because they made such a hoo-ha about it that, you know, they were together.
They're being in love.
They're in love. But then
they didn't want it. We're all fascinated by it.
Oh, they didn't have to sell the story to Woman's Day and take all the cash.
But they were at the beautiful wedding photos.
Yeah.
Anthony went in a kilt, which was upstaging the bride and groom, but each to their own. But
that's the thing, you know, when you go to all of that and you know that they get paid money for it, it would be tough. Like, they would have had the conversation, hey, we hate each other. We should break up. But do we just let this go for another 6 months because of the whole
But that's the thing, that they don't hate each other.
They don't each other, and they've re-signed. And this is what I want to know. Has anyone had a really happy breakup and everyone's still friends? Because I admire it. Because I would always think when you break up and, you know, people say, oh, we've both chosen to do it because we've both grown apart.
Mutual.
I'm like, wouldn't there be one person that grows apart quicker than the other and then that causes arguments?
Mm.
But then he has started dating a ballerina that has been on the show, and Emma was the one that thought they would be perfect together. What?
Babe.
What? And now she is dating a band member that has been on the show as well. So Lockie knows him, and on a side interest, they're both in a band together. What?
Do you reckon they have to get a whiteboard out and draw their family, the Wiggle family tree, so they all know who's who and who's been where?
Yep.
I admire it. It's like the people that break up and they still lived with each other, and then they invite other partners over and they go on double dates. They're the stories I would love to hear.
I reckon
13, 10, 60.
They're very rare. Don't expect a full board of calls here on this one.
People do it. They're better people than us.
I think they pretend a lot of people are totally fine with it.
Honestly think that some people can put the jealousy aside.
Yeah. Parente here, Wonder Kid, he every Christmas they go to his dad's ex-wife's house for Christmas. With the mum.
That's weird.
They got together in the 70s, so...
So every Christmas, they hang out at the ex-wife's house as a family.
Yep.
That is strange.
No, you're right. We haven't got anyone calling.
I mean, I want to be proven wrong. Yeah. I'd love to talk to people who've been able to, you know, keep it nice.
Well, they're saying that they still work with each other. They still like each other. Mm. They said that they're closer now they've broken up.
Yeah.
They said they're better friends now that they've broken up.
You know what's going to be exciting?
What?
The article when they leave the Wiggles. Like, you know, like, will there be, do you think there'll be an expose?
You're just not believing it, are you?
Well, I just no, man, I don't know.
Look, I will watch the Wheels now, I'll have to be honest.
Yeah.
And I always want to see if there's any tension.
Yeah.
And I know that's probably been filmed ages ago.
Yeah.
We're going to go and see them.
Oh, we are, aren't we, in a couple of weeks, so we'll be able to make a full decision on that stage show.
Mm.
I know someone who, they were married to some, like, they were married.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
And then their cousin went and married them after they broke up. So two cousins didn't marry each other.
Yeah.
So
not your family. Yeah.
Married to a woman.
Got divorced.
They got divorced.
She married his cousin.
She married his cousin.
So they would rock up at family events.
And she already knew all the family, so, hey, I want to introduce
and
you to my new girl.
Were they still friends, though?
Oh, no, the cousins hate
each other.
That's not the story, mate.
We're finding happy break. That's not the story.
The cousin
that's totally
would have to be
off
happy with it.
Everyone's done that.
Everyone.
Not with their cousin, but I meant like everyone's had a bad breakup.
No. So see, they're the only stories I know.
Well,
of
we
like want to
hear happy breakups where you've kept it in, you know,
kept it in the family, and everyone was like, "Sweet as."
No worries, we accept that you're still friends. You know, you break up with someone, they meet someone new, and you go, "Oh, let's be friends with them. Let's all go on double dates."
Stav, Abby, and Matt
on Hit 105.
It's official. Love is dead,
and the entertainment world delivered some more sad news today with the Purple and Yellow Wiggles announcing their separation.
I was really upset when Emma and Lockie separated. However, they weren't, because it was a happy decision and they've moved on.
Did they ever give us an actual reason as to why? Was it they grew apart?
Wanted different things.
They realised their colours weren't compatible.
It was purple and yellow, mate.
Yeah, they do well.
Well, there must be another reason.
I mean, the purple and blue I would have thought wouldn't be different enough.
Much,
Each to their own. Mm. But I was shocked to read just recently that she's found love again with a guy who plays the guitar in the Wiggles. So he goes on tour with them. Mm. He started dating a ballerina that was on the show who Emma thought would be great for him. Just happy. We just want to know, do you have that happy breakup where you all see each other and it's all okay?
Sarah in Brighton, you've got this going on?
Yes, it's actually my parents. So they broke up about 20 years ago and are still great friends. They lived together for about 10 years after the breakup.
Yeah,
right. We all played happy family and they slept in separate rooms, obviously, but it was, you know, the same. We do family Christmas with my dad and his girlfriend and my mum and her new husband. My dad stays at my mum's house all the time and my mum stays at my dad's house. And, yeah, I haven't... Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Sleepovers, that's great for you. Is there ever any jokes made?
Sometimes when I was growing up, it was kind of like, well, your parents are divorced, but they live here. Like, how does that work?
Yeah.
You know? Oh, I meant like, do they joke with each other?
Oh, yeah, they have a great relationship. So they joke that my mum's new daughter was my dad's at one point. Like, it was just, you know, they were like, you know, who's the dad type thing. It's weird. My husband and I just separated and I was like, why can't we have a relationship like this? Whereas ours is quite hostile and I didn't know any different growing up. I thought, you know, we could all just be friends, but,
So, and then during the 10 years that they all still lived together and you kids were growing up, there was no rekindling at all. They were able to keep that completely separate.
Completely separate, yeah. There was nothing, we renovated our house, so there was two main, like, master bedrooms. When they separated and, you know, they did their own thing. My mum worked night shift.
So even that, let's renovate the house together.
Yeah, because I don't want you to have the biggest bathroom. Yeah. Well, no, you shouldn't, sweetie. You should have the biggest bedroom. That's fine.
Hey, Natasha, they exist apparently, these relationships. People are keeping it nice. What's your story?
So I was engaged and my partner and I had a daughter. We separated about 3.5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I've been with my current partner for about 18 months and we're engaged. He's a supervisor he builds resorts. He needed a tiler. My ex-fiancé is a tiler, so he gave him the contract to tile, I think it's a year and a half's worth of apartments in his resort. Wow. And then I just quit my job about 5 or 6 weeks ago because I had to have surgery. So rather than go back to the job that I disliked, my ex employed me as his grouser. So I now work for my ex on my current fiance's development site.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Oh, Natasha, that's awesome.
Wow. Shay, hi, what's your story?
Hey. So my brother and his partner live with his partner's ex and all their kids.
And that works out well for them?
Yeah, it does. Right. I mean, it's good, you know, the two boys get to see their dad all the time.
So, yeah.
Wow.
That is so good.
Okay, so imagine...
We need to be better people.
I just need to double confirm I'm thinking of this, right?
Yeah.
So your brother is with a chick?
Yes.
And that chick's ex is living in the house, the three of them together, and they're raising all the kids together?
Yeah, pretty much.
Man.
I mean, it was a bit weird at first, but it works.
Good for the kids.
It sounds weirder for other people trying to get their heads around it from them.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I might call an ex and see if they want to move in.
I don't know if it works that way if you call them. Kind of an assumption that something's kicking on again.
I thought you'd never ring, babe. I've been waiting.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Smell you later.
Perfume.
Miss your scent. Fragrance. Miss your musk.
Sexiest fragrances that are currently on the market.
I love a good smell. And I'm sure your wives do as well. You probably don't realise how much they like it when their guy smells nice.
The only reason I wear the cologne I wear is because she bought it for me.
Oh, right.
And she likes it, and that's just what I've
stuck. Is your wife working from home today?
Yes, she is.
I got something for you. Is Kat working today?
Yes, she is.
You're out. Okay, so...
she'll be home at night time.
Yep. It might last. It might be the experiment. Okay. Might last. Yep. So... One of my best friends, she gave me a call to complain about her hubby, standard. She just gave me a call and she said, oh,
that's what chicks do.
She said, how's this? She goes, I wanted to buy my husband something for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, why don't I get him his perfume? Because he was running out and normally he just gets it himself. Now, her partner is immaculate. He works in advertising. He always looks good, smells good. He's just that sort of...
Has he gone too far the other way, though? Because, you know, when guys are, like, too perfect and you're like, you're right on the cusp. You've got fillers, your forehead's shiny, your hair's real slicked. You got a nice suit.
So let's move on to the smell.
Of what?
Okay.
Yeah.
No. He's a lovely guy.
You know the salespeople we're talking about. We've
she
got
said
a couple
to me
here.
That she got the bottle. She went to the shop.
Yeah.
And his perfume was $450.
Whoa.
She lost it. Absolutely lost it. She said, what sort of person is spending that much money?
Is that the cinnamon something one?
So.
Oh. I've heard of it, but I've never.
I got a little bit curious and I thought for $450, we should try it. We have to try it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not silly. I'm not going to buy that much because I can't afford that much.
See, yeah. I've heard of this, but I've never seen it.
I had a few wines.
Exciting.
I had a few wines. I got carried away and I went on eBay and I realised there is someone that is getting into the industry that we need to, has bought a bottle, put them into smaller bottles and resold them.
Right.
So this is
but
not...
this one itself is like a small little one. This was $29.
How many mils is that?
I don't know. I got ripped off, but it's not the point. But do you guys want to try it? Because I put it on myself last night.
Creed, you're talking.
Yeah, Creed. Yeah.
Creed, that's it.
I got it here because I looked it up and I keep on getting pop-up ads for it.
I don't want to sell it unless they give us a free one. You can get it at Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah.
Of course you can. They're the home of fragrances and this is not even an ad.
Theirs is cheaper than where my friend went to go and get it. So I'm going to put it on.
See, this is where we're in it. Hang on, before you spray him.
What?
You've got to make a decision, Stav.
Yeah.
Oh, that is
you know
good.
Like
it is good.
Once you've had it,
yeah.
Like when you get top shelf,
yeah.
You want top shelf again.
Yeah.
So you need to remember shelf? If you cop this, you're going to once you have it, that's all. That's going to be you.
Let's do it.
You've already got some.
And you can't go back to your jupe after that.
That's all I can afford. So by the way, that will cost you $2 a spray. No. Just gently.
Excuse me. So this is $450 a bottle.
Yeah, so I'll spray another one on you before you go home. I'll spray another one just to see if...
Because you think it's going to... Oh, right.
I think it's going to get you, you know...
Some actual...
Oh.
You don't like it?
No, this is not the one I thought it was. He pays $450 for that?
You don't like it?
I like it.
All the girls like it.
Really? See, yeah. That smells to me like something I could get in a pack from Target.
Well, I put it on Sharky, and Sharky smells delicious.
Yeah, well...
You don't like it?
No, this is not... No.
I like it.
Well, you just told us you wear it for girls, and now you're like, I don't like it.
I don't know. I just feel like...
I'm home alone today, though. But I like it.
I feel... Is this... Are you sure?
All the girls say yes.
I know, but it's because...
That's all that matters.
No, I'm wondering if this person's told you...
You don't think I got the right one?
I think maybe they've... They might have just rebottled.
No, they won't.
Like, that doesn't smell that special to me.
You don't know what special smells like.
I am in here with you two every day. I know what it smells like.
I think I got ripped off. Well, then if anyone wants to give me the real thing, I will try it.
Should it be burning?
Come on.
No, I thought, maybe I've got the confused. I thought that was a different
it's
one.
It's not cinnamon.
It's fresh.
It's Creed.
It's fresh, right. So is that the one, though?
Creed Aventus.
Yeah.
It says long lasting.
I mean, I got a sticker on it. I'm not going to spend $400 on it.
Well, this is the thing. Chemist Warehouse, hook us up. We want to see if we've been ripped.
If they gave us some, I'd give them away.
Say what, I'm going to walk down.
After we siphon a little bit out. Yeah.
But you got to remember, it's not for you, Maddie.
Perfume is not for you. And if you can smell it on yourself, sometimes it's too overpowering. It's for other people. And it smells different on each person. Obviously, that doesn't bring out the best in you. And when we find out what does, you'll be wearing it.
Links, baby. Links. Fresh.
I think
fresh
you both smell delicious.
Thank you.
Thank you. Calm down, lady.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hey, we're going to play Alpha Bucks tomorrow. Here's two answers to make it even easier to win. She took them away. Did she?
It's E. The letter's E.
E. I think M&M might have been one of them.
Just stab in the dark. Elephant will be there.
Hey, it's Stav here. Suzuki has a sleigh load of savings this Christmas. See your local Suzuki dealer.
Stav, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
Rightio, 10 grand. That's what we've got to give away here. We are fanging to give away the money so much that we give away all the answers in the lead up to the game. From 6 every morning, we give out all 10, so make sure you've got us on.
Leanne in Peachtree, how many answers have you got?
Oh, my goodness, 5.
That's good. Well, you know how this works. You get $50 for each correct answer. So pass if you can't think quickly. Don't repeat the same answer. But if you get all 10 right, then that's when you get the 10 grand and you're going to put it towards your son's wedding?
Certainly are.
Oh, what that's a good nice.
Lovely.
Mother of the
not
groom.
All of it.
Well done.
All right, Leanne, you've got 5 questions in your kit bag. So you already know what the letter is. It is W for William.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
Okay. Your time.
She don't care. She just wants to get underway.
I'm sorry. I'm just nervous.
Yeah.
All right. Your time will start when I finish the first question, which is today. Name a sporting team.
A pass.
Name something with wheels.
Pass. Oh my goodness.
Name a tennis competition.
Wimbledon.
Name a music artist or group.
A wolf mother.
Name an overseas holiday destination.
Pass.
Name a savoury snack.
Wedges.
Name an occupation.
Welder.
Name a type of bird.
Willie Wagtail.
Name a style of dance.
Pass.
Name something you can wear.
Ooh, $250.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
A few that you did pass on at the start, I think it threw you. A sporting team, you could have had the Wallabies or the Warriors. For something with wheels, wagon or wheelbarrow. And for a holiday destination overseas, you could have Whistler and a style of dance, waltz. But $250.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Dear Abby.
Sometimes in life, gets real. And that's when you need Abby to help.
I'm trying to help you.
If you want some help from other people, you can send an email, dearabby@hit105.com.au. This one has come through with the title, Help, How Do You Stop Loving a Narcissist? And I think a lot of people, males and females, would have been through something like this. So if you've got any advice, she wants to hear from it. She writes, Dear Abby, I'm a single mum of two amazing children. My husband passed away in a car accident when they were young. My first husband was the love of my life a couple of years, was the first love of my life. A couple of years later, after he passed, I met my second. For the best part of 10 years, I have loved a man who I believe has commitment phobia. I found myself 6 years into our relationship and nothing had changed, even after conversations. We'd talk about our future. He would just get angry and tell me that we'd already discussed this and that I was giving him an ultimatum. I really wasn't. I was just trying to come to some sort of agreement or plan about our future. In addition to this, at no point in our relationship did he ever include me or invite me to anything in his life, nor did I ever meet any of his family or friends. Wow. He never invited me to any work functions, nor did I ever meet any of them that he had worked with. He never spent Christmas or Easter with me. He would always go up and spend it with his family without inviting me. 4 years ago, he broke off with me. And I was devastated. We had no contact for a couple of years and we both neither saw other people. We met up again and started seeing each other again, and I stupidly thought that he was serious this time about actually making our relationship work. I was wrong. So about 3 months ago, I finally had the courage to end it. I didn't want to, but I knew I had to. The problem is I still love him and I think about him every day and I don't want to. I have started going to a counsellor and they've said that he's got a lot of the warning signs of being a narcissist. I've never thought about this at all. But since then, I have done research into it, and I would say that he ticks all the boxes. I'm sure I'm not the only person, male or female, that has been through something like loving a narcissist and not being able to stop. So my question is, how do I stop loving a narcissist? I would love to hear from someone who's gone through a similar relationship, come out the other side, and how they did it, please.
I don't think she actually loves him.
No?
You think it's the whole rejection and trying to heal him, and
she loves being in a relationship. She doesn't want to be alone. Why? How can you love someone who's so awful to you?
Often, though, from my past, I would say that I had been in relationships with people that didn't treat me nice, and I don't know why that is.
Yeah.
But it often would be, I guess, a reflection of what you're going through. But I mean, really terrible relationships. And he would give he told me from the start that he'll never say that he loves me.
Hmm.
So I was like, cool, no worries. I'm sure I can change him. And I stayed with him for a year and a half. And it was awful. And my friends are like, he's actually quite abusive.
That is flat-out abuse. Like, yeah. Emotional abuse is just as bad as physical sometimes, because he's holding back that woman and she's, like, shackled to him.
Mm.
When if you truly love someone, it's because they make you feel great, because they add value to you, because...
But often if you're not feeling good about yourself, you attract someone who's bad to you confirm all your thoughts. Yeah. And I don't think that's a conscious thing.
Yeah.
But that's where I think she's confusing being in love with him with other things that she might need to deal with.
But we don't know what the... Obviously, they've been together for a long time. The rest of their relationship couldn't have been bad. There must have been good points to him. I mean...
She didn't mention any of them, unfortunately.
No, but all the bad stuff is like not going to work functions and not being introduced to his family.
That's pretty bad.
It's bad, but...
It's terrible.
That's not having them included in a part of your life that's so important.
See, I know it's sometimes people think I'm strange because I want to take my wife everywhere. That's mainly because she's a much better person than me and makes me look better when she's around.
Sometimes if I invite you to things, you say, get an extra ticket for Esther. And I was like, come on, this was a boys' night out, but all right.
Yeah. But I want to include her in everything. Like, she's a massive part of my life. And I want everyone to know her. I want to share everything with her. And I can't understand why he wouldn't want to do that.
I think it's very strange to not invite him to to introduce to anyone in his life. Mm. That's keeping it very much separate, and it seems like he's not proud of her. Because if you're proud of someone, then you'd want to take them to those things.
There's nothing wrong with wanting your partner to be a handbag. You know, if you're proud of them, go.
Have a long time.
Come on, let's go.
Don't put it like that to them.
No, absolutely not.
I think for her to be able to get over him, she needs to focus on herself. And you can be, it's all very corny and all that, but I would say the more self-development and self-focus that you can do, you'll realise you deserve better than someone who treats you like that.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Morning.
Dear Abby.
Sometimes in life, gets real. And that's when you need Abby to help.
I'm trying to help you.
You have an issue, send an email. DearAbby@hit105.com.au. I've got one from a lady who's asked the question, how do you stop loving a narcissist? She has broken up with her husband, but still madly in love with him, but thought that he would sort of change. He's never invited her to anything in his life, whether it's work functions or Christmas lunch.
To Steph's point, though, to get married as well, I wonder if he was like that in the lead up to it. That never flagged.
I think he would have been quite nice. The thing is with narcissists, they make you feel like you are the only person in the world and ridiculously special.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, that could be the case. And I think that's what happened when they broke up and they got back together.
Imagine if you had a free pass to get out of all your other your wife's family things. That'd be great.
They listen to the show and I'm thankful to go to everything with them.
You're the person that brought it up, so you obviously think it.
Hey, Louise, what do you think? You got any advice for this lady?
Yeah, look, I think he's not worth it. And for her ex-husband, she needs to pick a better man for her children.
Yeah, right.
For the example
like,
that
it sets on, yeah, focus on her ex-husband who, if you haven't heard before, passed away. Be respectful
to
her.
Like, if he was the love of her life, and I was a single mum for many years, and it takes such an important man to bring up somebody else's children. And, you know, if something happens to her, you want the new man to step in and be the dad.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, the father of those children is so important, and now he's gone.
That's
so
true.
Then your babies are the most important thing in your world. So you want to make sure that there's a real man bringing them up.
That's a great way to look at it.
Thanks for your call, Louise.
Sam and Capalabar, what do you think?
I think it's really hard to, like, kind of blanket over, like, what's the right thing to do. Like, for me personally, my ex was horrible towards me. And, Matt, you were saying before, like, how do you love someone like that?
Hmm.
When someone's so mean to you, like, when they do show a little bit of kindness and a little bit of love, like, that means so much more to you. And so, like, then it becomes, like, this constant roller coaster of you, you know, thriving to find that little bit of kindness or that little bit of happiness. Like, for me, unfortunately, I have kids to my ex, and so I've had to still deal with him. But, like, we've come a long way and all that. But, like, for me, like, how I got through was all about self-love. Like, I threw myself into the gym and I started working out more and got, like, you know, you start getting more endorphins and you feel good. And then I started getting into dating eventually. And so, like, it's all about, I feel like for me, and what worked best for me was self-love. I needed to find myself again. I need to love myself again because you can't love anybody else without loving yourself. So, for me, that's what worked for me.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that is good. Crystal, in Carina, what's your advice for stopping loving a narcissist?
Well, for my personal thing, it was actually meeting somebody who opened my eyes to how bad my ex was. And that was the tipping point to going, you know what, I need to move on and this is not somebody who I love. He's the way he treats me and the way he makes me feel isn't love.
Yeah.
And I think for this woman, she needs to focus on her kids. She's got children that she needs to raise and be a mum for, and then she will meet somebody who will open her eyes and show her that she didn't love him.
Yeah. Do you look back at the way he treated you in the past and because you're a different person, you can't believe that you, I guess, was in that situation?
Definitely. I was with him for 10 plus years from when I was about 17, 18 until, my late 20s, and he changed me as a person, and I don't understand how I stayed.
Yeah, but when you're in the thick of it, I guess you don't really question it, and it's what the previous caller was saying, that it can be that cycle of abuse where you're putting up with it just for that glimpse of kindness.
Yeah, there's that you're craving that attention that's been withheld from you, but you've also got somebody, or in my case it was I'm going to step in and help you. I'm going to make sure everything's okay.
Yeah.
But that help has strings attached.
Yeah.
So right.
Well, thank you very much for your call, Crystal. Thank you to everyone who called this morning. We know she's listening this morning. She listens regularly. And if you ever need help, dearabby@hit105.com.au.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Ho, ho, ho. Hello, everyone. Santa here, and this is my hotline. Ho, ho. I've always wanted one of those.
Look, some people have said that Elf on the Shelf can be a little bit of a dibber-dobber, but that's their job.
That
they do have
job.
To report back to Santa whether you have been naughty
He's
or nice. They've got that ability to send it to the North Pole. So we want to know from parents who want to call up and say, you know what? Elf on the Shelf has told me that my child's been very, very naughty. Give them their name and what they've done to be on the naughty list.
Santa's number is 38371234. We've had a lot of calls from parents, and for the next couple of days, we're thinking we might mix it up, kids.
Yeah.
If you're listening and your parents have done anything naughty, you're allowed to ring the number as well.
They get put on the naughty list as well.
Mum and Dad are fighting.
Yep.
They're yelling and screaming right now. Can you hear that?
I hope you know? Son is at school now.
Finn, that's right. If you want to say, hey, Mum's being unreasonable once again, 3837-1234. Don't be afraid, kids, to get on there. We will check the latest parent ones, and tomorrow we'll play the kids back on air, getting in the parents.
Good time.
Let's check Santa's hotline now.
Thanks for calling Santa's hotline.
Hi, Santa. My little boy isn't eating his dinner. He is standing on the bench and he is saying rude words. Please put him on the naughty list. Eat your dinner.
Hello, Santa. My name is Ruby. I am not a parent, but I have a brother. And my brother is very annoying. Be aware, because sometimes he likes to put granola and glitter together for your reindeer, which I am quite certain would either poison them or make them choke. So, yeah. Bye, Santa.
Hi, Santa. It's little Charlie. He's just been incredibly naughty, running outside the house down the driveway without mummy or daddy. I don't know if she deserves Christmas this year unless she's a really good girl. Thank you.
Would like to put Brayden on the naughty list as he will not go to sleep. It is past his bedtime. He is very cheeky, so please put him on the naughty list.
Hi, Santa. I've got 4-year-old Jai here, and he's throwing a little tantrum because his 8-year-old brother won't play cards with him. I think you might need to take him off the naughty list until he learns how to ask nicely for someone to play with him. Thanks, Santa.
Hi, Santa. My son is very naughty. He only wants to watch Peppa Pig, and he doesn't talk. He doesn't do anything else. All he wants to do is watch Peppa Pig every day. Can you please put him in the naughty list? And no gifts for him. Thank you, Santa.
Hi, Santa. I have a very naughty little boy, Harrison. I said no to a chocolate muffin, so he's stomping his feet, chucking a tantrum, and trying to hit me. I think he needs to go on the naughty list so he can start behaving properly. What do you think, Harry? I think so. Thanks, Santa.
Santa, I have a very naughty little boy here. His name's Tiny Paul. Put him on your naughty list and don't bring him any presents.
Hi, Santa. This is Emma. I'm Taylor and Connor's mommy. I don't know if you can hear that in the background. This is the two of them at the gym.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Yeah. Joel Creasy. Hey, this man is taking his biggest tour ever to the Fortitude Music Hall in June next year. Your tickets are on sale right now, so buy up big. Joel Creasy, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
We're good. This is exciting. Like, biggest tour is in longest duration, or you're just going to put on, like, bigger rooms now?
Bigger rooms, longer duration, and I've put on weight, so, you know.
Great.
You've got love fat.
I've got, well, I know, yes. I mean, yeah, I'm in like a three-year relationship now, which for a gay man, you know, that's a lifetime. So I'm just really, I'm letting it all go, really just blowing out.
No, there's no way you can. You're dating a model.
Yeah, no, exactly, exactly. Yeah. Also, we just moved into a new house that has like about 4,000 stairs in it. Yeah. So I've my quads are looking amazing, just FYI.
Do you go to the gym or do you just eat well? What are you?
Oh my gosh! Thank you so much. That's the best question I have been asked for weeks. Yeah. No, I don't go to the gym. I go swimming. I'm a swimmer. I'm also, if you're wondering, a Speedo swimmer. I'm a proud Speedos man.
Yeah.
Brave. Only gay guys and really fit guys can get away with that.
Yeah, totally, totally. So, but I also go at like the quiet time, at the pool when there's no one else around. Like I go where like nanas are doing their water aerobics. Because the other day I accidentally was swimming with a swim school by mistake because I went at like 4 p.m. and I was like, these kids are really fast swimmers. And then someone said, yeah, you're in the swim school lane. Please get out there.
Actually, can I ask you about that? Because I don't know. I stalk you online, which means I therefore stalk your boyfriend as well. And he's a gorgeous guy, so why not? He's an underwear model, isn't he?
He is, correct.
Is that true? Is it true that they have someone position everything? Because my friend was telling me that there are some people that have the role of readjusting, because obviously if you're selling the underwear.
That's your job, isn't it?
yeah, that is my job. I am the official fluffer. No, I think they do it themselves, but they're definitely told before. I'm just trying to think how to best put this.
Okay.
I think they're definitely told before they have the shot done. Like, you just go and make sure everything's sitting right and looking gorgeous, and then we'll take the photo.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
But then I know the other trick that I don't believe Jack has to use is if they need to... add a bit of extra padding down there. Mm. They use bread.
Yes, I've heard that too.
Yes. Chris Smith actually told us that. Yeah. And he said the first time he was doing it on the catwalk for Maya, he went there and he's like, nah, I'm going to do it. But then he goes, I got paranoid that I had to do the turn and there'd be like bread coming out.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he's gluten intolerant.
Oh, no.
they use a Subway, right? Like a 60.
No, you can't go, everyone, you've got to be believable.
Meatball sub.
I thought it was a bread roll, but anyway, maybe I've thought about it too much.
Did you see that photo of Jason Derulo that went around last week?
No, what photo of Jason Derulo? Seen it.
There's one he posted on his Instagram. I don't know if you've got your phone there. Try and look it up
right
now.
I do. I'm going right now.
And you would know, having dated an underwear model, I would say, you know, Jason Derulo would have quite the anaconda. But if I want you to look at it and tell me whether or not you think... That's real.
Photoshop?
He's clearly
It was on the 22nd of November.
That's got to be Photoshop, surely.
No.
Photoshop, or I'm booking the next flight to wherever Jason Derulo lives.
Gonna go get that bread.
Yeah. I'm in the mood for a sandwich. I don't know what I'm talking about.
What are you going to do over Chrissy? Are you going away?
We're going to Japan for a holiday because we go home to Perth every year for Christmas, and they jack up the prices so high to Perth that we figure we might as well just fly by another country. So we're going to Japan and then going home for 3 days just to have the annual Creasy Christmas Day argument. Right?
Yeah,
it's tradition in our house, you know, just to fight over a bottle of champagne first thing in the morning.
You've had celebrity fights with Vance Joy, Russell Crowe, Meghan Markle.
Look, Meghan Markle, I got to meet when she was in Melbourne last year, and we just had one of those conversations where someone just says something with the wrong inflection, and then the other person takes it the wrong way, and then it gets a bit passive aggressive, and then it just builds, and suddenly I was having an argument with Meghan Markle, and I was like, who the hell do I think I am? Kate Middleton, and it was just this weird, really weird interaction with her. And then I had to wrap up the conversation with Meghan Markle because I realised it wasn't going in the right direction. And I panicked because I don't know how you wrap up a conversation with the royal. So I just said, all right, Meghan, well, off your pop. To Meghan Markle.
Wow.
Horrified.
Then you should have curtsied.
And then I curtsied.
What was the word with the inflection that she said that set it all off?
She said hi, and then she sort of said hi in a weird way. And so, and then when you say like hi in a passive aggressive way to a gay man, the only way we know to respond is with 10 times more passive aggression. So I said hi, but she probably didn't mean it that way. And then it just all just sort of snowballed from there. And it was very strange. And then the person introducing us said to Meghan, oh, Meghan Joel hosted your wedding, which is true. I hosted her wedding on SBS.
Yeah.
But before they could finish the sentence, Meghan said, I don't remember you being there. And I responded and I said, that's because you did not invite me. And it was just this weird, weird chat.
And Harry wasn't there?
Harry was on the other side of the room greeting people, and poor Meghan Markle got stuck with me. And she was pregnant at the time. It's probably like spoken to 100 people that day.
Yeah,
and then she started talking to, you know, some Australian Ellen DeGeneres lookalike, and she's probably like, oh my God, get me away from this guy.
No, you and Harry would have not been lost in translation. I guys would have been best friends.
I should have been introduced to Haz, but no, it's all good, whatever.
Well, tickets are on sale right now for your biggest tour ever. You're going to be playing at the Fortitude Music Hall June next year. Right now, Joel Creasy, lovely to see you, buddy. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys. And look, Merry Christmas.
Stav, Abby, and Matt
on Hit 105.
Let's take a minute to reflect.
I don't forget faces. Like, I always remember a face, but I always forget the name.
Yeah, you're either one or the other.
I think quickly. And at the shops the other day, I forgot the name. I was like, I know him. And I thought, you know what I'll do? Go to Facebook. You know, see if I can find a couple of letters. But it's hard if they've seen you and you need to look at Facebook before they get to you. So I sort of like pretended I didn't and ran the other way. I could think of Abby. I'm like, no, not yet. He got there before and he goes, you don't know who I am, do I? And I was like, no, but you've changed something. He said, I've shaved the beard off because you didn't like it last time you saw me. I said, that's right, Adam.
Put it back on so I can remember you.
I had a worse one. I looked up someone on Facebook to see who they were.
Yeah.
And then during the course of the conversation, I went to show them something on my phone. And when I looked up, the Facebook profile was up.
You stalker! Thanks, but no thanks.
Mine too is a awkward social interaction. And it happened on Sunday, actually, when I was going along to your comedy roast.
Oh, yeah.
Stab, when I first got there. Just walking along the footpath from the car park at the powerhouse, you know, where they got the little bar set up on the outside.
Yeah, the Wonderland Labyrinth bar.
Yeah. And I heard from my right, oh, g'day, mate. And I looked over and it was Lindsay, who was emceeing.
Uh-huh.
And I've never met him before, but I've heard enough about him and I just assumed because we were doing the show together that night, he'd heard enough about me and he was saying, g'day, mate, to me. Uh-huh. And I turned and I said, oh, g'day, mate. And as I said that, he just swiveled around ever so slightly and he was talking into his mobile phone.
Oh, no.
So I just continued on walking as if nothing happened and I was like, maybe he didn't notice. Maybe he didn't notice. And then when he walked into the door, he walked up beside me and he said, well, that was awkward, wasn't it? Shit. Thanks. But no thanks. It's like tripping over, you know, when you trip a little, but you just keep walking like nothing happens.
If you trip when you're with people, it's acceptable and you can laugh together. But if you trip by yourself, it's just, I'm sorry for you that you trip and you're by yourself.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. I'm just still walking.
Or wave back at someone who's waving at you.
I do that all. That happened actually at the Acras as well. Moonman was...
Did you think he was waving at you?
He waved and I waved and then he pointed to the hair and I was like, thanks. And he's not you, Abby. I thought he was giving me a thumbs up for my hair. I thought he was talking about your hair growing back.
And I was waving the whole time and I could have tapped you and said, no, mate,
and
not you.
And he didn't even play along. He just said, not you, idiot, Abby. I hate me.
Oh, I forgot that. Okay.
Hey there. My face. Don't know what's going on. Comes and goes. Today I woke up.
My sinus,
man.
You do sound very nasally today.
Felt like I'd been punched in the face when I woke up this morning.
Mm.
Yeah. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not.
A couple of weeks and you get surgery on it.
Yeah, but fingers crossed it works.
Oh, you got to go in like positive. You don't go into surgery going, could not work. You got to be positive about
sometimes
it.
Sometimes they take off the wrong arm. Maybe I'll come out without an appendix. I don't know. But yes, just to my face in general, you're on your last legs. This happens again. I can't be responsible for my actions. Thanks for nothing.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
That's a podcast, everyone. Have a great day. See ya.
Stav, Abby and Matt. Hit 105.